Hey everybody, welcome back to the All Independent Renal Podcast. My name's Dave, thanks again for listening. Now, this next episode is with the band Surf Curse, consisting of members Nick Radigan and Jacob Roebuck. Originally from Henderson, Las Vegas area, they moved up here to Reno and formed Surf Curse and have since released two records, which you can find on their Bandcamp page at surfcurse.bandcamp.com. But they came back here since they've moved to L.A. as of a couple of years ago, I believe, one or two years ago. And they came up and played a show at the Holland Project in Reno on September 9th with other local bands Heartsleeve and Applied Ethics. You can check out Heartsleeve and Applied Ethics on their Bandcamp page, too. And also stay tuned for all things Holland Project at hollandreno.org, and you can get connected to their social media stuff. Anyways, let's check out the interview with Surf Curse. Introduce yourselves. We got over here
to your stage right is Nicholas Radigan, and to stage left
is Jacob Roebuck.
Can we do like a stereo thing where I'm in the right ear and he's in the left ear?
I could pan it later.
Yeah, let's. It's going to be a little editing on your part, but I think it's going to really give the listener a good experience.
Yeah, it's mono right now, but I could pan it left.
Yeah,
and right.
You gotta pan it.
That'd be super weird.
Gotta pan it
just to screw with people. So, Nick, you are. What is your role in the band? So everybody knows.
I play drums and I scream, and Jacob.
And I play guitar and I croon.
Nice. Crooning and screaming.
Yeah, we were going to be called this Scream and Croon before it was Surf Curse, but.
Then we realized it's a horrible fucking name.
Surf Curse is a little catchier, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
How'd you guys start? How'd you come up with Surf Curse?
Me and Jacob have known each other for like 10 years now, I think we decided.
Yeah.
10 years,
yeah,
since
we've
like,
known each other for 10 years. Yeah, for sure.
For a while now, and we've always enjoyed music together, and thought, heck, why don't we just start making our own? And we were in a project together called Buffalo 66.
Back in high school.
Based off the movie?
Yes.
Nice.
And we had a MySpace, and...
Oh my God, MySpace.
Yeah, we had MySpace.
Whoa.
We're on there.
Yeah.
So it's still there. People can look it up and like hear what we were making back in the day.
Yeah, we had MySpaces for our solo projects too. Mine was the Nicholas Project. And
mine was Lonely Fox.
Yeah. So MySpace.com, check it out. Still alive. It's happening.
MySpace represent.
MySpace represent.
Yeah.
So, and then we were doing that, but not really... wouldn't play shows or anything. In Vegas, there's really nowhere to play shows or do anything like that.
But your experience when you were in high school and like in other bands and stuff is really awful. So like it seemed like you were like pretty like
over it.
Yeah, like frightened.
Yeah, like I played some like Battle of the Bands and like coffee shops and stuff, and it was just getting heckled all the time, and like
very homophobic slurs were yelled at Nick.
Yeah, like constantly just like being berated.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, it sucks a lot.
I'm sorry, that freaking sucks.
So when me and Jake were playing, it was just like there's no point in playing any of this live or doing anything with it because we live in a shithole. But when we came up to Reno, We found like the Holland Project and stuff, and we're like, oh, we can play shows here, and like begged Clark to put us on the show and stuff. And before that, we had gone down to LA together to go to this venue called The Smell. And
I've heard of that place. Weren't they like closing that down or something? Like,
yeah,
unfortunately?
Yeah. It's
the building. The building is getting destroyed, but they just recently found out that they have another year. So that's like a good thing. But as soon as it's demolished, they're moving to a different place. So right now they're they're getting a bunch of money to find like a new location. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of fundraising and stuff. It's a very big like community effort. I think that
Save the Smell.
Yeah. So
nice.
But we went down for the 16th anniversary of The Smell and saw these bands, and we're just like blown away by the scene and like the energy of it all. And we were just like, we need to like make a band so that we can play here and do this, because this is like what we want to do.
So after you visited LA and checked that out,
and then we came back up here and we're like, oh, there's the Holland Project. So we, you know, got together, made a few songs, wrote a few things, you know, and in our basement that we lived in together, and then Jacob moved out, but we still used the basement, and begged Clark to put us on a show. Clark put us on a show, and we started playing up here. And then we got like a message from one of our friends down in LA. It was like, come play The Smell. And then we started playing down there, and the rest is
history, I guess.
It's history. what drove you guys to play surf like style music? Like, who you guys, who are your influences?
Well, at the time we were really inspired by bands like Waves and Slow Animal. Slow Animal and Hype Hop.
Casino Hearts.
Yeah.
Casino Hearts and Current Joys, some of your influences.
Yeah, very influenced ourselves. Yeah, I'm a Leo, he's a Gemini, and I'm very narcissistic. No. But yeah, we were really into that whole scene, and it just sort of was like the music we were listening to.
Yeah, but as soon as like the more like we started writing the songs and like, I don't know, we were also just finding out like a bunch of other stuff too, so our influences like slowly kind of changed.
Yeah.
After that, like, I think like more I don't know, after we started playing music and recording like songs, we were more inspired by like, I don't know, the Velvet Underground or Lou Reed or
I always just say that like we're inspired by movies more than anything. Yeah. We watch these movies. Like, me and Jacob have always been big like movie film buffs and movie nerds and stuff. And so, I mean, for me, like the most part, when I write a song, it's usually after I've watched something and I'm really like inspired and just try to capture that tone or feel that like a movie did.
Kind of like if you were writing a movie for the soundtrack.
Yeah,
of the
like
movie
this would
watched.
Be a soundtrack. This would be a song in that movie or something, or in that vein. And so that's really how I try to describe like most of our influences for like Surf Curse songs. And
well, you have there was a reference, Laura Palmer in one of your songs.
Yeah, like Twin Peaks and like you know, like Heathers and all this stuff. Sort of just like like this youthful like intimacy of like teenage romance and all that sort of stuff, and we were experiencing it in our own lives too. And we
Well, and you guys have two different side projects that I mentioned too.
Yeah.
Nick, you do Current Joys is the moniker for your solo stuff.
Yeah.
And Jacob is Casino Hearts.
Yeah, but Casino Hearts is over with now.
Oh, it is?
It's dead, baby.
Oh, no.
It's dead. It's 6 feet deep in the ground. Yeah, I ended it whenever I left Nevada, because it was very much like a Nevada project.
Okay.
And I was, by the end of it, like the music was just kind of, it was way too personal and hard to handle, so I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I noticed that a lot.
So now I have a new project called Gap Girls, and it's it's all like synthesizers and stuff. It's kind of like in the same vein as Casino Hearts, but now it's like with synthesizers and like there's more themes, different themes and stuff to it. So
cool.
I'm excited about it.
Well, everybody check that out too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Eventually, eventually will come out.
So you guys are just a two-piece band. Why no bassist?
Never felt right. Also, yeah, like, we've played with other people before when we were, like, first starting, and it was just weird, and it's just so much easier. Like, I don't think it was ever about trying to have a fuller sound or anything. It was more just, like, we want to make music with each other, and no one else felt right. Like, we weren't trying to complete the sound of, like, a full band or anything. And it ends up sounding, everyone always says, like, oh, like, so full for a two-piece anyways. And I think it's just because, like, it's more of an energy than anything when we play, like, live.
Well, there's a lot of other, like, two-piece bands that have that same, like totally. Two Gallants or the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, who else ever plays? I'm not going to say.
No Age.
The Black Keys.
I was going to say, yeah, the Black Keys, the most well-known two-piece band.
Like, oh, we're a two-piece, and it's, like, just from someone outside, they're just like, oh, so you guys are, like, the Black Keys. And it's like, oh, we're just not blues. I guess we're not blues.
Yeah, right. I hate blues rock.
It's like the Black Keys, but surf rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with the
new stuff, we wouldn't even say it's like surf rock necessarily anymore. It's something of its own thing.
Yeah.
Mm. With the album,
sensual punk.
Is it
minimal sweet punk rock.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, where'd you guys I read that the label is what, Snack House Productions?
Oh, that's our friend Andrew. It's not a label, it's just his production company.
Company.
Yeah. Okay. He runs it out of his home and in North Hollywood.
He lives in like his parents' like back house. It's like a little cute. It's not necessarily a,
like,
shed.
The guest house.
It's a snack
thing.
House.
But it's a little snack house.
Yeah.
And
nice.
That's what he's labeled it.
You guys have snacks and hang out and record
it's a,
stuff.
It's a very chill place, you know? Like, he'll offer us tea sometimes, bring us out some waters, buy beer.
Yeah. He's our good friend, Andrew McKelvey, and we've recorded both of our albums with him, and we recorded the new one as well in his snack house, in his production studio.
It's great. It's a very, we love him to death, and we're happy to work with him. He has been killing it for us every single time.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Awkward pause break. This is where I cut.
You can edit this. You can edit.
I can edit the shit out of this.
You can edit
thing.
The shit out of this.
I can make you guys, like, say a bunch of weird things.
You know,
if I
you know
want to.
What you're supposed to do is in an interview for the interviewer, you're supposed to give those awkward pauses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to just stand and stare as long as you can.
And not then, say uh-huh.
And not say uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you used to.
So, Neil, what? I don't get it these days. Yeah, you don't. What the fuckers? Yeah.
I don't want to cut this.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Well, we were just
totally.
Talking, Nick, that you used to work for the local
Wolfpack Radio.
Wolfpack Radio,
yeah,
KUNR.
Definitely not KUNR. It's more.
Oh, it's a Wolfpack.
It's,
okay.
Yeah, no FM. No. Well, there is a what's AM, but it's very, very. It's like you have to stand right next to the radio station. It's all online.
Yeah.
But it's more punk that way, you know.
Exactly. Just like
college
this.
Radio college radio stations.
So punk.
Yeah.
So,
I used to do that for a few years here.
Okay. So you guys, you moved to Reno and then now moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you guys leave us? Why did you leave Reno?
Jacob, you went to
Reno. Yeah.
Why have you abandoned us?
You know, we love Reno, like, absolutely, but I mean, music is, like, what we love doing and stuff, and, like, we have a really good fan base down there, and it just made sense to us. We've been going down there for years, and, like, you know, we sell out shows, and there's just opportunities there, and we have some friends down there too, and it's great. It's okay.
Yeah, it's like, we're just trying to sell out, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We've gotten to the point where, like, the music doesn't feel like it used to, and the money feels so much better, and we just want to bathe in the sweet excess of Los Angeles's capital.
Not selling out, but giving in. And,
no, well...
Well, and getting more shows, too, down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's like, there's more shows, and, like...
Entourage is there.
Entourage is there.
Yeah.
The you know, Turtle's there. Yeah, no, it just seems like LA is a really good place for music right now. Like, a lot of musicians are moving there, and there's a lot of great venues to play, and a lot of great bands and people to play with, and, like...
Oh,
interesting
festivals.
Stuff coming out and festivals
yeah.
and yeah I mean it's just for me I feel like it's one of the better music scenes in the country so yeah,
for sure
yeah
but we also love Reno's music scene too like we wouldn't be anywhere without it because we're very
where we
yeah where it's where we started and also like you know very fortunate to have like played shows with like other local bands and the support that we've gotten here has just been really incredible. Reno definitely has a very beautiful spot in our hearts.
Well, yeah, and everybody that I've talked to that when I mention you guys, they're like, oh, they're coming back. Surf Curse is back in Reno, right on.
Yeah.
Like when I talk to the Spectre Records guys.
Yeah, Gabe. Yeah.
Gabe
and Michelle.
We love Gabe and Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah. They were the first episode we did on this podcast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
so,
they're great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So everybody's, you know, that I've talked to or just even just introduced your music to, they're like, oh my God, they're from Reno? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. They played at Noise Pop Fest in
yeah.
the Bay Area recently.
Uh-huh. We did
and,
that, yeah. I forgot we did that.
Me too.
How was that?
It was great. We played with Lacera and she was so nice to us, like especially after the show. She was like she hugged us, which I was like, oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And I was like Katie. I was like, ask before you touch me, Katie. A little too friendly.
But yeah, it was a fun time. It's probably like one of the best times we've had in San Francisco, I feel like.
Yeah, I kinda hate San Francisco.
Oh, no.
we actually ate burritos and Nick threw up like because we walked around like so much in San Francisco.
Yeah, every time I go there I throw up just because I hate the smell.
I love the smell.
It's like stinky city.
It's salty and sweaty and
yeah,
I like it. But I mean, after being in LA recently too, I'm like, I really love LA. I hadn't really like been around like LA too much or the downtown area. I didn't think I'd like downtown LA.
It's hit or miss down there.
Yeah.
Really weird, but also like really great too.
Yeah. It's either very trendy stuff or I don't know. We just went to a couple, like we went to that, the first French dip place, the old public house place. This was built like 1908.
McCormick's.
Eight
is that what it's called?
I don't know.
No.
I forget. That was probably one of the cooler places that we went to.
Someone's been recommending to go to that place, like it seems like a hot spot.
It's a hot
spot for some hot meat.
Well, there was even this weird place next door that didn't have any kind of signage or anything, and there was a guy in a suit standing next to it, and a bunch of like you know hipster looking people like showing their ID and going downstairs.
Oh,
and I walked by the guy, and there's like I said, no signs or anything. I'm like, hey man, what is this place? And he's like, it's called the Association. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
So it's an underground sex dungeon.
No, I walked in. They're like bumping
for people
Prince
in their early 20s.
It was
starting families.
It was a cool place, though. I mean, it was kind of very like pricey and like hip and everything.
Cool.
And I felt that very out of place. But
tight.
It was still fun nonetheless. Yeah. But so you guys are playing coming up at Beach Goth Music
Beach
Festival.
Goth. Yes,
that's pretty awesome. Surf Curses.
Yeah.
Playing there.
Yeah, we just made the cut.
Yep.
Or like the final name.
The
of
very last
the last band, but it's like so perfect because we just watch every other band.
Yeah, it's tight.
Exactly. You get
I
to just
want
chill
it
out.
Any other way.
I mean, like, we don't even. It's just all these legendary bands. Like, I don't even
Bonnie Vare is going to be the Growlers.
Smith, Violent Femmes, The Egyptian Lover, Tops, Home Shake,
Dude,
Spooky Black,
TLC.
TLC is going to be
Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
Oh,
Real
man.
Big Fish.
And that's Future Islands. And like the thing is like every time I look
Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane, of course. But every time like you look at the lineup, you're just like, oh, what? They're playing this? Like every single time. It's like,
How'd you guys get to play out there? Did somebody invite you?
I got an email it's very cryptic email that just said, you want to play, the subject was, you want to play Beach Goth. And the email was nothing. And we said, yes.
Just
and
a
he
one
was
word.
Like, cool. And then the next day, our name was on the flyer.
Wow.
And everyone was like, whoa.
Yeah, everyone's like,
and we were like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, and yeah, the lineup was just like, oh my god, this is insane.
What are we playing? Yeah,
yeah.
That's I thought it would be like all these weird meetings. You have a manager.
No, we don't have any of that. We just do emails.
We do everything ourselves too. Yeah.
Just emailing people, like
that's like the way it is. Yeah,
that's how I do this. I just email people.
Yeah,
everybody's like, "How did you get Carsey Headrest?" I'm like, I just send them an email.
Yeah, send them a few emails. You know, if they don't go back, you just gotta pester them.
Following up.
The follow up email is crucial.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah,
that's how I got you guys. That's how.
And then I
haven't heard anything from them. Do they listen to the show?
I accidentally archived the email too, so I lost it for a while.
Oh shit!
And then I was like, oh shit. I don't know how to get in contact with him. Then I found it.
Sweet. Well, it's been awesome talking to you guys. It's been a lot of fun. And
yeah, totally.
Looking forward to you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll have you guys back whenever, for sure. So,
cool. Yeah, we definitely do a follow-up. We'll catch up.
Yeah.
We'll get lunch.
A follow-up email.
An update email or interview or something like that.
If you come down to Beechcroft, come hang out and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. If I can make it out there.
If you can make it out, you know, it's
that'd
I don't
be
know
sweet.
How I don't even know how much the show costs, but
$150.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, for what, 2 days? That's not
2 days of peace and
like
love and music.
Yeah, and RuPaul's Drag Race.
Is
oh,
that
yeah!
going on there,
RuPaul's
too?
RuPaul's
Drag
happening,
no
too.
Shit.
It's just like a bunch of like contestants from RuPaul's Drag Race who are like doing like a show or something.
So awesome.
That'd be cool. All right, well, I'll let you guys go, but since you need set up and everything, but I wish you guys the best of success.
Cool.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, absolutely. <All right. laughs> That was a great episode with Surf Curse. Big thanks again to Nick and Jacob for taking time to talk with me before they played their show at the Holland Project. Check out their music at surfcurse.bandcamp.com. You can find the link to their stuff for Current Joys and Casino Hearts as well on our page. But thanks to those guys. And, you know, really cool that they're going to be playing that Beach God Festival out in L.A. pretty soon, too. They got a really good lineup going on with Bon Iver and the Growlers and stuff. So anyways, thanks again for listening. Tell everybody about the podcast. And we're on iTunes. Hey, look at that. So go check us out on iTunes. Give us a rating when you got a chance. It really makes a difference by just giving, you know, little stars and a little blurb about us. That'd be great. I'd really appreciate it. The more people we get listening to this, then, you know, the more that I want to do this. So anyways, this is Dave with All Independent Reno Podcast. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Have a good one. Never end. Never end.